worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, and have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. 1 Samuel chapter 1, all of chapter 1. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonder, the power, and the grace that permeates your word. Thank you for the many ways our lives are enriched, empowered, blessed, and ministered to as we read and meditate on your word. Thank you for the beautiful and the powerful story of Hannah and how that she had a desire, but it wasn't until she expressed that desire through a prayer, a petition, and asked you for a son. And you granted her petition and blessed her with a son. But also, you blessed the world with a gift called Samuel, a great prophet who built the kingdom and was a vessel through which you did mighty exploits. Father, more and more teach us, Lord, that it's through our prayer lives that we birth many of the dreams that started in your heart and come into our lives. Empower us more and more to be the faithfully praying church you've called us to be, and help us to know that many times the dreams you place on our hearts are first and foremost your dreams, and we birth them as we give ourselves to prayer. More and more teach us how to pray and empower us fully to be the praying church you want us to be. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how well you know us. Heavenly Father, you're the God who sees. You hear us. You know us. You made us in our mother's wombs. Heavenly Father, you know us inside out. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being our provider in our trials, for being our provider in our need, for hearing us whenever we cry out to you. Heavenly Father, we make ourselves available for your intervention. Heavenly Father, we need your plans. We need your ways. We need to respond as you have made us to. Because, Father, you know the best way for us, and we want to follow your ways. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, in your holy, holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing this week as National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio through the 8th of August. We're encouraging all of you, our listeners, to help us to give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. Once again, if you may recall, American Family Radio is partnering with Revival Fires International to provide the only hope for teens as they return to school. That hope is Jesus Christ. And of course, as we provide these Bibles, our young people are able to get involved in the great work of evangelism and discipleship. So again, we're asking every listener to help us reach a generation of young people and get the Word of God back into public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. Keep in mind, in these troubled times, our young people need real hope, and that hope is always, always, always found in Jesus Christ. They need Jesus, and they need the Word of God. So as Christian young people reach campuses for Christ, God in turn will reach cities and nations. And as Christian teens flood our schools with Jesus through the distribution of Truth for Youth Bibles, it can help us to further witness the greatest youth awakening that the world has ever seen. So now's the time. We're inviting all of you to get involved. Now here's what we're encouraging you to do. Again, remember Revival Fires International is giving away one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend at school this year. Remember, the Truth for Youth Bible consists of the whole New Testament, and it has several full-color comics that present both the gospel and moral truths that our young people are facing, challenging areas of life and issues that they're facing today. And so remember, and also the Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. Over 1 million Truth for Youth Bibles have already been given away over the last 24 years as a result of this project with AFR partnering with Revival Fires Ministries. Thousands of young people have received Christ, more than 30,000 over the last 24 years through this project. So God has done exploits through it. So we're inviting you to get involved this year. Our goal this year is to help. We're asking you to help us to get 65,000 plus Bibles into the hands of teens. So keep in mind, the teenager, you're welcome to call in to order one of the Bibles, ages 13 to 18, or the parents of the teens, you can order the Bible on behalf of your son or daughter to call to get one as well. And again, the goal is that you'll take it to school and give it to an unsaved friend that you know. Two ways to order the Bibles. Again, online, you can go online to tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org online anytime this week. Or you can call in between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through, well, just throughout the rest of this week, between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Now, keep in mind, too, if you happen to not be a teen or you're not the parent of a teen, if you just want to get the Bible, certainly, you know, they're a very reasonable price. The free ones, of course, are simply to, that's something that teens or their parents can order. But remember, the Bibles are only $2 a piece. To every listener, we would encourage you to prayerfully consider ordering at least one Bible so you can get it and look at it, because it's a wonderful kingdom tool for you to use. Then you may feel inspired to, if you're a grandparent, to give them to your grandchildren, maybe to take it to your youth director and encourage him to use it as a tool for the youth in your church. But getting it and seeing the wonderful tool that it is something we'd like to encourage you to do. Isaac, I'm going to ask if you'll share one more time how they can go online to order it, or the number to call as well.
Absolutely. So if you're a teen or a parent wanting to get the Bible for your teen, you can go to tfy.org, and also you can order there anytime if you just want one for yourself, if you want to get a case for your church, tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. And so we're encouraging absolutely every listener to prayerfully consider getting involved with this outstanding campaign. And remember, the Bibles are very much available all the time, but this particular campaign, of course, is for simply for this week. But we're encouraging you to consider getting them. And I know in years past, where the church that I've served, we have sometimes ordered a case of them because they're such a great tool to put in the hands of young people. And to be honest, it doesn't hurt to use it for adults as well, but it's especially geared towards young people. So we hope that you'll consider doing that. Thank you again, Father, for the Truth for Youth campaign going on this week. Thank you for all the young people and the parents that have already called in. I believe yesterday at least 9,000 called in. And thank you, Lord, for how that we're going to surpass the goal that we have of 65,000 plus. But Lord, stir us, Lord, to recognize, Lord, that it's so important for each one of us to take on the very important responsibility and privilege of being involved in the wonderful work of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with a world that desperately needs to hear it, as well as the work of making disciples. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Encourage us to be faithful disciples who are disciples, and we're disciple makers. And help us to know, Lord, that, again, the Truth for Youth Bible is simply one tool to help us do that. But we ask that you just set this project on fire in a special way and cause us to go well past the goal, but also more, just even more so, just set every single listener on fire with a new passion to be involved fully as you would have us to be in the great work of evangelism and discipleship. And help us to know, Lord, that there's no time to waste. In the economy of time, every day is an important day for us to maximize our time to point the world to Jesus Christ and to help them, once they're saved, to learn to grow up and to become vibrant, faithful, mature disciples themselves as well. Thank you for that opportunity. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things.
Great and powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
I was one of those girls who wanted to fit into the popular crowd, just like most teenagers. And I became an alcoholic, and I got really depressed because of it. So I tried to commit suicide, and I was put in the hospital. One of my friends from school, she came up to me and just started visiting with me at the hospital, and she gave me a Truth For Youth Bible. And she started talking to me about God's love and how much He could help me and how He was always there for me. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real. And I even read the comics, and it changed my life, and I realized how much He really does love me and care for me, so I haven't been the same since.
There's this girl in my school that always tried to talk to me about Jesus, but I would never really listen to her because she wasn't very cool and she didn't like to party or anything. But one day she came up to me and said that Tim Todd was challenging young people to give away Truth For Youth Bibles in school. So she ordered me one, gave it to me, and now I just want to thank you so much because after reading it, I decided to give my heart to the Lord. I just went to the decision page, read the instructions, and gave my heart to Jesus, and my life is changed forever. And hey, if you want to send me some Truth For Youth Bibles, I can give them to other young people so that they can be saved too.
Amen. Amen. Powerful testimonies of how the Holy Spirit has used the Truth For Youth Bible as a wonderful kingdom tool to help young people come to know Jesus Christ. Again, to order a Truth For Youth Bible for any teen or their parent, again, this week, tfy.org is how you order it, Again, go to tfy.org, or you can call the number 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. We are very blessed and honored once again to have with us in studio today, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. She's the director of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing well, but I'm enjoying all of this. It's just truly amazing.
Amen.
Tears are in my eyes, as a matter of fact.
Mm. You know, the fact is, every child that God has created is a beautiful child.
Yes.
A beautiful gift that the Lord has given to the world. You know, I think of John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, "The thief comes not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." That verse lays out the devil's job description and Jesus' job description. The devil wants to destroy our children from the womb all the way to at any point in time in their lives. But Jesus is the answer. Jesus is what all of our children need. Jesus is what all of us need. Jesus is what the world needs. So it's so important that we are about His business. Would you pray for listeners that they would really grow in their understanding of the need for us all to be evangelism and discipleship minded, as well as for God to really help us to hear what He wants us to hear on the rest of the broadcast?
Once again, Holy Spirit, thank you once again for being here and for the amazing work of your word, Lord Jesus. And Father, thank you for each individual, Father, who's pushing forth these Bibles, Father, to send them out into every school that is needed so badly, because the world is screaming so loudly and your word is trying to be silent. But Father, right now, Father, just open the eyes and the ears and the hearts of each student understanding, each parent understanding, the administrators in the school understanding, the teachers, Lord. Touch their hearts, Father. And Father, your word is like a hammer, Father. It breaks every rock in two, Father. And there's so many strongholds that's trying to block the path of our youth, Lord. And thank you once again for your word going forward, Lord. And keep and bless and strengthen each one, Father, who has a desire to pass out these Bibles, Lord, that has a desire and don't have the strength to do so. But, Father, you tell us to be courageous, Father, because someone is needing to hear about you. And I just thank you. Bless each one who's going forward, Lord, and doing your word. And I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, in your holy name, Lord Jesus. I give you praise right now, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Evangelist Hertzine, for being with us today. And would mention, along with you, again, the director of Night Watch Ministries, but also you're on our board. You're on the board with the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, which is the pregnancy ministry the Lord has led my wife Bertie and I to start. And it's a ministry that's doing wonderful work in the Mississippi Delta. It serves the Greenwood, Mississippi community, Mississippi Valley State, and Greenville. And so we're grateful to have people like you on the board that are doing a great job. Would you take time to further introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them more about Night Watch Ministries?
My name is Hertzine Gorey, and I'm from Nellaton, Mississippi. And I am with Night Watch Ministry, and we just pray and ask the Lord to use the ministry in the way he wants to use it. And I'm reminded of what Jesus said in the Beatitude: if someone compels you to go 1 mile, you go two. And this is what the ministry does. It goes the extra mile because there are so many that's screaming for help. There's so many that even in this great city that we're in who have never heard the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. who have never even been touched by his word. And I'm just overjoyed knowing that his word is going forward with these Bibles, mm-hmm. that his word is going forward with his servant, because Jesus said to make disciples. And that's this right. is the reason we are here, for more disciples to go out, because he doesn't intend for anyone to be lost.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the most exciting work in the world is the work of simply knowing what God has called you to do and walking out that calling. And part of the calling for every believer is to be a disciple and be involved in disciple making
exactly.
as well. So this is a project that helps us to do just that. And so, again, to every listener, if you're not a teen yourself or you're not the parent of the teen, remember, the Bibles are available all year long. They're simply $2 a piece, and you can order them whatever quantity you wish to. But they're, again, a great tool. And you don't really have a good understanding of what kind of tool it is until you order it. It has some beautiful comics at the front that deal with some very critical issues that young people are facing today, and a full New Testament. So, again, it's a beautiful little tool to use for the work of evangelism and discipleship.
Well, I remember when my third grandson got this Bible. His grandmother gave him this Bible that had the comics in it.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, I sent him one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I guess, around 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that Bible and he read it mm-hmm. daily, started remembering scriptures from that, because it was a Bible in action with cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. God in his amazing way have given us the gifts to get his word out in so many different ways.
That's
now,
right.
I love to look at nature,
mm-hmm.
and he speaks to me through nature. But then there's someone he have given a gift and the assignment to draw pictures and cartoons to get his word out that speaks, that draws that person attention to his word.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of us have an assignment. And
that's
whoever
right.
came up with the idea, well, God came up with the idea
mm-hmm.
of using a cartoon to speak his word mm-hmm. is an amazing thing.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I want to ask you this, Evangelist Herdezine. Again, we have, as I mentioned, you're on our board. I want to ask you to share with our listeners, what made you decide to become a part of the board of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know, I met this lady. I read the very first book that I wrote, mm-hmm. and I went to a book signing. Mm-hmm. And it was at it was a convention that was going on, and it was so many different people there. And this lady was there that mm-hmm. had a booth for post-aborted women. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, she worked with the Pregnancy Center, Parkgate Pregnancy Center. Mm-hmm. And we sat and we just started talking about it because I never have had an abortion. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, didn't even know many people who had an abortion. And we just started talking, and it just started from that. And then about 2 weeks later, we were in another meeting together, and she was speaking about her abortion and her healing mm-hmm. and the process of the post-aborted women. Mm-hmm. And we just connected, and the Lord just pulled me to go in to start working at Parkgate as a volunteer, and that's how it started.
And part of what you do is you've worked quite a bit with post-abortive individuals as well,
yes,
correct?
Yes, mm. yes.
And the need is absolutely huge in our culture in view of the tragic reality is this. Now thank God, 3 years ago, by the grace of God, God in his mercy blessed so that Roe v. Wade was overturned, mm. and that was a great thing. That yes. was a great thing. Sadly, Roe v. Wade should have never happened. It was in place for close to 50 years, and a lot of babies died as a result of it. Over 60 million babies died as a result of it. But it should have never happened. It was built on, the whole decision was built on lies and deception. But sadly, during that time, people too often came to the place where they felt like it's okay to discard a baby if you don't want it to. And so the need for the church to be addressing this issue is huge. And I've heard one statistic that said that 1 out of every 3 or 4 women have had abortions in our culture. And that's a huge number of people. And it's so important for us to remember, too. It's not just about, you know, the tragedy that women have done this. There's a man in the picture 100% of the time. And so the fact is, men and women need the forgiveness of Jesus ministered to them. And Bible studies like what you just alluded to are important tools to help minister the forgiveness and healing that so many people need.
And the suffering afterwards. Mm-hmm. The baby have been aborted. Mm-hmm. But the suffering afterwards with the woman is so severe. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking to my car this morning, I walked into a spider web that I didn't see. Mm-hmm. Had no idea it was there. And when I walked into it, just webs just covered my head. And I was fighting, trying to get the webs off, and they were on my finger. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me how we fight against principalities. We don't mm-hmm. see them, mm-hmm. but they are there.
That's right.
And they entrap us in different ways. And mm-hmm. when a woman goes into an abortion, it seems so easy. This is the answer. I don't have to have the shame of having a baby out of wedlock or with rape or whatever have occurred. But the enemy is invisible. It's like a spider web trapping that lady, mm-hmm. trapping that man also mentally because they suffer so badly afterwards. They mm-hmm. so many go into become an alcoholic or a drug addict, and then so many want to commit suicide, and so many have to get on pills for stress. Mm-hmm. And because that lie is there and they've been trapped with it. Mm-hmm. And then it's as if you're reminded of it constantly.
That's right.
You're constantly reminded of it. And it's a trap that you're just trapped in that is no freedom. Mm-hmm. So it's tragedy on each side. The baby mm-hmm. have died and the woman and man, they are mentally stressed constantly because of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, sadly, there are some people that may deal with depression every year around the time when the baby would have been born.
Exactly.
Sometimes people hear babies in the night, and sometimes they have nightmares. And so the need for the forgiveness of Jesus Christ to be ministered to them is huge. And so one more reason why it's good for individuals to get in touch with pregnancy ministries is many times, now, very often they can point people to where they can get involved with a post-abortive Bible study. And probably every man and woman that has gone down the road of abortion would be wise to go through one of those kinds of Bible studies. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, because they realize it's a freedom, and the freedom only come through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He have already forgiven them, but they can forgive the other person. They can forgive the father, but it's so hard for them to forgive themselves. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, how did I get started with the post-abortive woman? I was in New York City, mm-hmm. in Manhattan, and I went into this hotel. And as soon as I walked in that room, a baby was crying. Mm-hmm. It was four of us in the room. No one heard that baby. All night long, I heard the baby cry. Mm-hmm. Constantly. When I got back home, I went to another place, and I was constantly hearing the babies crying. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that was a way of God letting me hear the blood was crying out.
Mm. We'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdasene Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
First time I heard about the Truth to Youth Bible was on American Family Radio, and we called to have two copies sent to us. I promised myself that I was going to give it to someone who wasn't following Jesus. At the time, there was a boy named Charlie in one of my classes who was addicted to marijuana. I decided that one day after class, I was going to give him a copy of the Bible. Later on that day, he told me that at lunch, he read the comics in the front of the Bible and that they changed his life. Through the Truth to Youth Bible, I was able to lead Charlie to Jesus. Some people say that Jesus isn't welcome in schools anymore, but because Charlie decided to accept Jesus into his life in school, he welcomed Jesus back into school. Thank you for the Truth for Youth Bible and all that you're doing to spread the gospel.
My name is Christopher Miller, and I have the honor of serving as the lead pastor here at the Assembly in West Monroe, Louisiana. 22 years ago, when the great leadership of American Family Radio partnered with Dr. Tim Todd for the very first National Truth for Youth Bible Week, I was a troubled freshman at Purvis High School in Purvis, Mississippi. One day during class, one of my football coaches walked into the classroom and walked directly to me. He placed on my desk a Truth for Youth Bible that he had received while listening to American Family Radio. He said to me, "You need to read this," and simply exited the room. God used the strong witness of my coach, the Truth for Youth Bible, and American Family Radio at that time in my life as a seed in the process for me to come to a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. and the process of ultimately bringing me into the fullness of God's plan for my life to serve in the pastorate. Now, 22 years later, I have the privilege of pastoring Dr. Tim and Angie Todd and his precious family here at the Assembly, of which they have faithfully attended for more than 25 years. Through the work that God is accomplishing at the Assembly, we are witnessing children, young people, and adults give their lives to Jesus Christ, being discipled and coming into the fullness of God's plan for their lives as well. Receiving a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible some 22 years ago played a strategic role in my life, thus in the lives of the many people that I am able to minister to today. I want to say a thank you. Thank you to the American Family Radio for partnering with Revival Fires International and with Dr. Tim Todd for the Truth for Youth Bible campaign. I also would like to offer a grateful thank you to Dr. Tim Todd personally, as well as a thank you to that coach from so many years ago at Purvis High School for giving me that Bible. My life and the lives of the people that I'm able to minister to have been, are being, and will continue to be directly impacted as a result of receiving a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Praise God, praise God. Some powerful testimonies of how the Holy Spirit is using people through the tool, a little tool called the Truth for Youth Bible, to draw people to Christ and to impact people's lives, impact their families, the communities, and the world. So praise God for that. Isaac, share one more time. If someone wants to order the Truth for Youth Bible, how they can do that.
So teens about 13 to 18 or their parents for their kids can go to get a free one for the child to give to a peer that is not saved. They can go and get it for free at tfy.org. That's tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. And of course, we've got the free one available for the younger people. But if you just want to get a case for your youth group, if you want to get some to pass out on your own, if you want one for yourself, you can get them at $2 each. That's basically, I think, really close to their cost to get them made, to get them printed, to get them ordered. They just want Bibles out. That's all. We just want to get the Word of God out, and we want to get it out in a way that is easy to consume so that more people can actually process, can actually read it, can spend time learning more about Jesus.
Share the numbers in the online way one more time.
That is tfy.org. Once again, tfy.org or 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Once again, our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey. She's the director of Night Watch Ministries, and also she's on the board of the Pregnancy Ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, a pregnancy ministry that does serve in the Mississippi Delta. And Evangelist Herdesine, we're having our first pregnancy banquet coming up in just a few weeks for our ministry. And I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to pray for our ministry and our banquet, but also for pregnancy ministries as a whole. God uses them to save many, many babies, as well as to minister to precious young women who find themselves expecting babies at a tough time. And, you know, I think of this, so many pregnancy ministries are very poorly funded. Many times they live amongst many churches, but sadly, so many churches don't see the need for them to put them in their budget, to give them their time and their energy to volunteer. So prayer that more churches would get involved in supporting and praying for and working with pregnancy ministries. Would you pray for those?
The first thing I must say is I'm praying that the pastors will understand the need. Mm-hmm. The members will understand the need, because these are God's creation, not man's creation.
That's right.
They are God's creation.
Every baby is a precious creation of the Lord.
Yes, and we just got the email of one that would just say this precious baby is just born. Mm-hmm. One that was saved because of this mobile unit going out weekly.
Amen.
And right now, Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, Father, that each mother will have the opportunity to see her baby in the womb, that she can see that her baby is a living thing, not just something that man have said, but a living being that you have created. And Lord, right now, touch the hearts of each church, each pastor, each member, each one who called you Savior. Open their hearts, Father, so they can see you are our creator. And Father, we would not be here if our parents would have chosen to abort us, Lord. And I thank you that you have given each one of us an opportunity to be here so we can proclaim that you live, Father. And Father, that we can stand in the gap for every unborn baby, every baby without a voice, Lord, that we can stand in the gap. And Father, that each mother will be turned around. Each father will support the mother. Father, each church will support a person that's struggling, Father, a person who doesn't know how they're going to make it. And Lord, right now, you have compelled us to go the second mile, Lord, and our second mile is to let these women know, Lord, they are precious in your sight, and the life they are carrying are precious. And right now, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you so much. And let your word go forward, Lord, that each person who hears this, Father, would know the importance of life. And I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Evangelist Hurtson, I think of this, that a word of encouragement I would want to share with every single listener is, please find your local pregnancy clinic. Find out where it is. Pray daily for the staff and the board and the ministry that it is. They need your prayers. A lot of spiritual warfare happens around the work of every pregnancy clinic. Sadly, we live in a country that still thinks it's overall, the country as a whole, still allows the murder of innocent babies. And sadly, again, now, and thank the Lord that there are some states that have basically outlawed it, but sadly, because it continues to be something that's allowed legally in our nation, abortions still happen.
But what so many people don't realize, these mobile units go out. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the spiritual warfare against them, mm-hmm. against the individual, against the one that's ministering to these women that they don't even know if they even want to keep the baby.
That's right.
So many want to keep the baby, but they are so turmoil and temptation and stress is coming against them on so many sides. And so they can't see any other way out because they are blinded mm-hmm. to what God is saying. And they are hearing what the world is saying. And the world is saying it's okay to do this.
It's okay
to sacrifice this baby. But they can't hear what God is saying. And the one that's ministering to these young ladies, they're getting the warfare that's coming against them also.
It's a reminder of why it's so important for the church, for pastors and leaders to just by the power of the Holy Spirit, in love, preach and teach about the reality of the fact that God says, choose life, that you and your posterity will live. And very clearly, one of the Ten Commandments, you shall not murder. There's never a time in which abortion's okay. It's helpful to understand abortion, very simply, is another word for first-degree murder. Yet, for so many, they may think, well, that's a harsh thing to say. You know, the fact is, the truth is the truth.
You can't get around it.
And so it's important that we understand that it's wrong, and it's important for us to encourage others to know this. Now, the Word of God clearly says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, God will forgive that sin, but He doesn't want us to keep going down that road because every abortion results in the cutting off of a baby for whom God had a grand and wonderful plan for that life. God doesn't create babies for whom He doesn't have a wonderful plan for.
Exactly.
So as we close our time again, our encouragement to every single listener is find your local pregnancy clinic and Pray about putting them in your budget. You know, you may think, well, I can't give hundreds of dollars away. If you just give them $5 or $10 a month, you know what? If enough people do that, it can make a big difference. Pray about putting them in your budget and pray daily for the work of that pregnancy clinic. If you want information about our pregnancy ministry, it's the website is deltapchc.org. Again, deltapchc.org. Please pray much for this ministry and pray about giving financially to help us do the work God has called us to as well. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a wonderful day, a great day to be saved and to fully commit your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now and commit your life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In the Word of God, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my life for you. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. And help me to live a life of obedience to your word and your Spirit every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We definitely want to hear from you again. That email, joseph@afr.net. Evangelist Hurtisine, thank you so much for being with us today once again.
Thank you for asking me back.
Always a privilege to have you.
Thank you.
And again, find your local pregnancy clinic, pray for them, and pray about giving financially to help them carry the mission of the work God has called them to do. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.